Okay, let's get into this video. So in this episode, I want to talk about ChatGPT. I want to talk about how I use it with my dyslexia and ADHD to get the best results. So I've recorded this as a video. I've tried to upload it to my podcast platform. So touch wood, you can actually watch this episode on your podcasting platform. So I won't do that all the time, but it's worth it. So this is ChatGPT. Now, I'm going to talk people through this as if they haven't used it before. I'm going to not go too deep on the real easy stuff that you can find out. But what I will say is I use the paid plans for ChatGPT. I think it's about $20 a month I invest. And I 100% think it's one of the best subscriptions I have out there with what it can do. So ChatGPT, for those who don't know too much about it, I'm sure everyone's heard of it as an AI platform. But what you can basically do, if you want to think about it like this, it's kind of like a giant computer brain that gets inputs and gives outputs. It's the easiest way to think of it. So to input, we can use text, we can use photos, and on your phone, if you're on the paid version, you can use voice. So you can actually speak into it. On a desktop, you can choose an image from here, for example, or you can just type in questions. And it will do something. And so that's pretty awesome. At the moment, for output wise, it can output directly images and text. In the near future, we believe video is coming pretty soon, as well as a bunch of other things, I'm sure. I'm not going to go into too much detail around code and boring geeky stuff, but I'm going to show you a couple of things that I do to make my life a bit easier with it. So the first things first, if you go into settings, you can customize ChatGPT. Now, this is only going to get better over time, but what you can do is you can give it custom instructions, and you can also teach it how to respond. So a couple of things I do personally is I actually tell it to use the occasional emoji, which is really important for me. I really enjoy a bit of color rather than just lots of text. I also teach it to and say, keep it conversational. I don't want blocks of text that I have to read because I probably won't. You can even tell it that you like to get information and bullet points. And so you can actually teach it to communicate the way your brain works best. I also let it know that I have dyslexia and ADHD and to keep it fast and snappy. Not sure where I came up with the word snappy, but you know, hey, that's something that came to me. But telling it this stuff, it actually does make an impact on what it says. I also use UK English. Wherever you are in the world, you can tell it to use your chosen English style. The other thing I also like to add in is metaphors where possible with explanation. So I like stories, analogies. You can teach it that that's what you like and it will respond in that way. So that's one of the key things I really like. And I can have quite, I don't want to say deep conversations, they're not really that deep, but you can spend quite a bit of time on ChatGPT using it more like a search engine than search engines. And the great thing with voice instruction on mobile phone, you can have, it literally can speak back to you. So you don't have to worry about typing if text is not your thing, which is pretty neat. The other thing I really value, and I'm tempted to do a little course on this at some point for people, is how to use custom GPTs and how to use different data points to actually to let this do the hard work for you. So for example, if someone gave me a big document, and I thought I'd just show you this. This is a smart DNA test that I did a while back. Again, real big fan of it. Teaches you a lot, I was going to say the H word, a hell of a lot about yourself, detoxification, how your muscles work, how your different metabolisms work for different things. It's absolutely amazing, but I'm just going to flick through this at a crazy pace for those watching the video here, because there's so much information, it is mind-blowing. And I know personally, I can never action all of this cool stuff, it's just not going to happen. But what I can do is I can create these things called custom GPTs. Now, what ChatGPT released a little while ago was the ability to kind of create your own layer on top of ChatGPT. So if you imagine asking ChatGPT something random, you're basically asking from its whole knowledge base question. What this has done is it's basically preloaded a bunch of text, information, details to get ChatGPT to be much more specific and pre-coached in giving a much higher quality answer. And so people have created these for everything you can imagine, all across the different flavors or ideas people have got. I'm probably sure there's a few dyslexics out there who have come up with some of these great ideas. You're watching the video, you'll see me scrolling through it. But everything from programming to research analysis, I know they've created a tutor for kids in English, which would be pretty valuable, as well as maths, etc. There's tutors in ChatGPT now that can literally have verbal conversations, all available under the Search GPT section. But what you can also do is create your own. So a great example I have is I've created one called Abe 1.0. Now I've based Abe on a personal trainer I had in New Zealand who was fantastic. He probably got me the fittest ever in my life. He was really brilliant. And so what I wanted to do is I recently had a blood test and I recently did this DNA test. Actually, a while back I did the DNA test. But one of the challenges is I can't process a 160-page document in my head. If you're like me and you read anything, if you retain 3 to 4 bits of information, you're probably having a good day. And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to go, okay, this document's amazing. I paid a bit of money for it. It's helping to tailor my health to who I am. And I want to start to create my own GPT or my own like robot trainer that can help me out. So this is what I created. And so what I can basically do with Abe 1.0 is I can go through it and I can create pre-written questions. So give me an easy meal suggestion for my ADHD brain. Now, I can just click that, and what it's going to then do is it's going to offer me an idea. And I must say broccoli salads are go-tos, which it's offering me right now. Throws in some healthy ingredients, which is pretty cool. And it literally will go through the ingredients and the instructions, etc. Now I can pop something in here and ask it to say something a little bit different if I choose to, and it'll change it and go down a different path. What I've also done is asked it a question, would give me something I could try based on my genes. So I can do this. This is going to go and read my personal health information that's in this 165-page document. And so it's going to talk to me. And so it's literally going to look at my APOE E3 genotype and what diet I should be on. It also talks about HDL cholesterol, saturated fats. It gives me a bunch of ideas that I could consider. And then I can ask it to go deeper into any of these. So omega-3 supplements. So all of the stuff that I know I need, some of the stuff I know I need for my ADHD and dyslexia, it's going to go into much better detail about what I need to think about. Things like stress management, being really conscious of that. My sleep patterns. Monitoring my salt intake is a big one I've learned from this, is that, you know, that's a real thing I could have an issue with around my blood pressure. So there's a heap of stuff that you can learn, and you can dig deeper and deeper into anything. And so instead of just reading this giant document that sounds interesting and then you're forgetting and doing nothing, you can actually have conversations with it. Now, I can open this on my app, and you're not going to be able to see this on the video, but I can actually have a conversation with ChatGPT and ask it specific questions. So let's give this a try. And I'll ask it a question. So tell me something that I can do to improve my omega-3 supplementation. So it's thinking. Gripping.
To improve your omega-3 supplement based on your genetic profile, focusing on increasing dietary intake of foods rich in omega-3 fatty acids could be beneficial. Your genetics suggest a decreased blood level of arachidonic acid, AA, and eicosapentaenoic acid, EPA, both important for heart health, inflammation regulation, and brain function. These fish are excellent sources of EPA and DHA, the active forms of omega-3. Two, consider plant-based sources of omega-3s, like flax seeds, chia seeds, and walnuts. While these contain ALA, another form of omega-3, your body can convert some of this into EPA and DHA, albeit not as efficiently. 3, if you're already taking an omega-3 supplement, ensure it's high in EPA and DHA. Fish oil is a common choice, but algal oil is a great plant-based alternative. 4, keep an eye on your omega-6 to omega-3 ratio. Our modern diets often have too much omega-6, which can promote inflammation when out of balance with omega-3. Aim for a more balanced intake. 5, if possible, opt for omega-3 supplements that are certified for purity and sustainability.
We get the kind of gist of that, but you can imagine how I could actually kind of add in, literally have a guest on my podcast that is actually AI, right? So this is all some of the cool stuff you can do with ChatGPT. You can literally create your own one of these by going to Explore GPTs and up the top right, click on Create. Have a play with it. If you haven't done it yet, it is worth the $20 investment. You will find some use. Your dyslexic mind will come up with some awesome use for it. So I just want to share that, guys. Do a little video podcast for a change. I'll be back in a couple of days. Hope that added some value to your life.